Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and happy Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Vaughn Robert. Welcome to One in the Spirit. How you guys doing today? Oh, man, it's all good. All good. Been a nice long weekend for the holiday. This is my third show in that particular time period. Again, this is the show where you're the host. I'm the host, actually. Well, you're the cause. I'm the effect. And thank you guys for giving me something cool to do. You know how I do it on that. But I was able to get good. This would be the third show. Well, I've been on since I've been back on. I've been staying committed to doing what I'm doing. And, give a shout-out to you guys again because, you know, truth be told, you guys are showing up doing work. You guys are showing up doing that work, man. I'm going to figure out how to do this. I'm going to be before you a long time today. Got some things I want to do, but I didn't even know I did a show with MC. Did a show, but you guys have been showing up live again. So, anybody, that's what I'm talking about live. Go ahead and send the link out. I just got up and I forgot to advertise for the show earlier last night. So I'm just now sending the link out. I didn't go to Facebook like I normally would and send that out. Sometimes I will, sometimes I won't. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be before you today. I'm not going to be before you too long. I'm probably going to be before you about an hour or so, maybe, if that. I'm going to talk about, you know, today's subject is Sunday. So it's all about the law of attraction. You know, that's the theme for the shows that are, the shows on Sunday are centered around the law of attraction. And for the third week in a row, this show will be referred to as The Law of Attraction Is You. You know, I always say it, the law of attraction, the secret, you know, you got on through the secret. You know, I'm static right now. Give me a couple of seconds. Let me switch. You know, I'm paranoid. Give me a couple of seconds. Come at you. Okay, there we go. Trust these Bluetooths, but anyway, like I was saying, most people got onto the law of attraction, got on there via The Secret, for the most part, that I know of. But actually, The Secret is not a secret. The Secret is brilliant marketing, because technically speaking, I don't know why you insist on putting this thing up here. Secret is brilliant marketing because you're always doing it. And, you know, I always say that this will be week three, saying the law of attraction is you, I'm going to use myself as an example this week, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to tell you why. I actually woke up, I've been up for a couple of hours, about four exactly, and, you know, I was just thinking. You know, like, for a bulk of my life, I was sitting down just thinking about it, as far back as I can remember, I've always been subject to what somebody else wants to do, what somebody else is into, somebody always trying to force conditions in my life. Now, if the law of attraction is you, why is that happening to me? You know, I'm just using myself as an example, because, you know, then you can put your swag on however you apply whatever I'm talking about to your life. It might allow you to put perspective on your life. But most time we're looking forward. We think that life is happening to us when in truth life is responding to us.
Jason Shotgun. There we go. There we go. When in truth, life is responding to us, ladies and gentlemen. So that is to say, case. So I, you know, actually, I've actually gone over this a couple of times. You know, pretty much everything is the law of attraction. Everything is you. But I've actually spoke on this, and there's a couple of ways that I know of. And this is coming from the standpoint that the law of attraction is you, that as within, so without. Life is not happening to you. Life is responding to you. Life is responding to the conditions from within you. So by the time you can actually perceive it with your five senses, which is to say what you see, what you smell, what you taste, what you hear, and what you can physically feel. And what you can physically feel, ladies and gentlemen, by the time it comes to that point, it's already too late. It's already concrete in your way of thinking, or in your being, if you would. You know, I've gone over this a couple of times, you know, out of a book off of SciTech called Thought Vibration, when it talks about the mind. I've talked about this through astrology. I've talked about this through numerology, you know, all of these things of this nature. But, to actually understand what I'm saying is you have to understand that you are not the body. You have a body. You know what I'm saying? The physical body is not the I. So the I is not the physical body. The physical body is something with which the I uses to carry out its purposes. I is not the mind. The mind is something with which the I uses to plan, think, and reason. So we would actually need to start grasping that concept, and I'm more than confident now. You know, sometimes you just go. I'm trying to tell you, man, you go, you know, you talk it all you want to go talk about our faith, and you don't see it, but you just know it, and it just don't seem like it's happening for you. Oh, my God, that can get a little bit disconcerting. That can be a little bit disconcerting. You're like, yeah, am I doing the right thing? Then you start seeing people showing up. You know, I'm just looking for, oh, okay, I'm on the right path, and you keep on going. You know, you go, you make that decision to step out on that faith, and you keep going. And then after a while, you be like, oh, am I doing the right thing? And then, but you keep persevering for the most part, most of us anyway. Keep persevering, then you see the things start to manifest. It's a beautiful thing. And you do that. But I'm going to, you know, all the things I've come across, you know, in my journey, you know, from the perspective of, you know, Von Robert, they all connect beautifully, you know. And I've noticed they do. And I used to think that I would have it made sense anyway, that I would have a life coaching practice, if you would. That you would have a life coaching practice. Excuse me. That I would have a life coaching practice based on numerology and astrology. People want to hear certain things, but they don't want to hear truth. They don't really care. They want to hear what they want to hear. They don't care if it's truth or not. You know, they're not really concerned with, you know, necessarily what actually is, but what they want to be. So obviously I gave up, you know, trying to reach people in that particular form, you know, because I was never one to take somebody's money, because I don't, you know, I'll give you the service for free, but it's my time you would actually have to pay for. You know, I'm human too. I have to, you know, provide for certain things. And that said, you know, I'm like, yo, you know, it don't seem like anybody's actually listening to me. You know what I'm saying? They think you want to actually hear what I'm actually talking about. You know, you're going to be telling them something about something, pointing them at something. They only hear to a certain extent. They are still focused on what it is they want it to be focused on. that's kind of the basis of what I'm talking about in this particular episode. You know, when I use myself as the example, really, I'm like, you know, I thought about it. Nobody really listens to me in life. You know, people, for the most part, have ignored me and pretty much tried to get there. I mean, it's like, seems like people, to an extent, all they want to do is use your energy to further what it is they're doing. Now, I bring this up. I was thinking about this morning. You know, I got into astrology back in like 2010, and slowly it started to reveal itself to me. The more I went and, you know, got overread the stuff I had read and, you know, try to make something make sense and, you know, applied it to my life and looking at my birth chart. Listen, let me tell you something. This is like earlier this year. Let me tell you something. In my birth chart, I have what one might call a tight birth chart, where all of the placements are pretty much, I started to see things. I was like, yeah, you know, as it was applying to my life. Then I started to be to the point where I'm looking, and it's like, I was actually looking at, and this was early this year, I was actually listening to a gentleman, Tehudi Ma'adra. And he wanted his episode. It wasn't on Blog Talk or anything. It was just, I don't know what it was on. I caught it off of YouTube. And he was talking about some things in astrology. Now, every place he was talking about, and on a particular chart he was talking about, was it applied to me. Of all the thousands of combinations can have, he was talking about, I mean, he wasn't even actually talking about the year, but he was just talking where the placements where they were at. And I'd already saw, to an extent, that my birth chart was saying what I was just saying to you. A lot of people just try to, like, pat you on the head, okay, keep on going, and get back to doing what I want you to do, that type of thing. You know what I'm saying? But my chart points to me doing what I want to do. Now, how does this return to the law of attraction? Because, for one, your birth chart is not telling you what you're going to do. It's telling you, it doesn't even influence you. It tells you certain tendencies and things of that nature. Because, like, you know, you have, if you follow me on the Friday show, there were a whole lot of things, since I'm not going to play that long. There are a whole lot of things coming on, you know, that come through to you that, there are a whole lot of things that come through to you that are going to determine the choices you make. You know, remember, free will is the first distortion of infinite infinity, infinite intelligence, infinite, yeah, one of those infinites. Infinity. So the first one is free will, the second being love, second, third being light. So there are a lot of things that are going to be by the choices that you make. Right now, what you are is the accumulation of the choices you've made in the past. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, that you've seen, made certain things go the way they go. You know, it's about emotions and stuff and moves, the electrons and motions and stuff of this nature. Listen to this little girl play out here by herself. I don't know why she's hollering, though. At 11 in the afternoon, but hey, it's what it is, what kids do. Anyway, what this gentleman was talking to me about, excuse me for 2 seconds. what this gentleman was saying, he wasn't talking to me, but he's technically talking to me, even though it was recorded, shown. It was like a year old at that time. Everything in my chart tells me that I should be in the neighborhood of doing what I want to do, being having my own business and things of this nature. So I talked to myself this morning. You know me, myself, and I, we have conversations with each other. We all cool. I might accuse me of having multiple personality, but it is what it is. I had the conversation. I was like, why is everything always, you know, I did a show talking about giving thanks. Started Thanksgiving, you know, because Thanksgiving, I'm about giving thanks. But at that same token, do you want to live your life? Why is it, do you live the life you want to live, or are you just simply thankful for what it is that happens? I mean, there's a distinct difference right there. You see what I'm saying? There's a distinct difference there. I'm like, you know what, it's, if you had drawn up yourself, like right now, on the board, and it was to happen, I mean, in your particular consciousness, as far as you know, that you're in control of, would it be what it is right now? Or you have to stop and you have to look and be like, you know what, this is not what I ordered. Let me throw the caveat in there. You have to throw the caveat. Because I tell people all the time, I'm like, you know what, the secret, people would have to recognize that when they started actually trying to do stuff like that, it didn't look like things were working right. Because firstly, for this to even work out right, you have to actually plug in to your conscious mind. You feel me? Plug into your conscious mind. Not your conscious mind, but your higher self, excuse me. You have to actually plug into that. So what you actually are trying to bring, what you actually attempting to bring about may not be, you feel, it may not be what it is you thought it should be. Or what you may not see it that way, but because you're looking at it from the finite view of the infinite, of the finite mind, it might look a certain way, but if you were connected to your higher mind, you might be able to see, like, well, you know what? I do see things working in a certain way. It may not look that way to the physical eye, but now I'm using my intuition, which is where we're going to anyway. You know what I'm saying? What might not look, it's actually working in a beautiful way, and a lot of times we don't recognize that, and we give up, and that derails those efforts that we so beautifully put in effect. Now, let me make that caveat. I'm not trying to be a hypocrite. I will tell you all the stuff that I talked to you about on Thursday morning, like on for the Thanksgiving show, I'm thankful for. Would I have drawn it up like that? No. You know what I'm saying? There's certain things I do not like. Let me not hold you up. There was just certain things I just do not like. You know what I'm saying? I like certain things to happen a certain way. Why are they not happening? Why the hell is nobody listening to me now? Let me throw this one up like this. If you understand it, all one in the spirit, that's all of us. Everything is interconnected. The easiest way to actually solve that problem, what I just said, is to say to yourself, why are you not listening to yourself? Why are you not listening to yourself? I was quiet for a reason on that one. I let it hang there. When I'm quiet like that, I'm just letting it hang, just letting it stew. Then, you know, they feel like what I'm saying, like, that, you know, that kind of makes sense. The cadet's logic is sound. But when I get down to it, why are you not listening to you? Damn them not listening to you. Why you ain't listening to yourself? When it comes down to you actually know a lot more about yourself than you actually know. You know, when you go back and you say things, you're like, my whole thing is I want to do a couple of things in life. I feel like, you know, drives me right here, you know, doing this show. The stuff that I study, the stuff that I'm into. I didn't study it for the show. I just was, for a long time before I even started doing this show, was, you know, talking about stuff. You feel me? You feel what I'm talking about? For a long time before I even started doing this show. And I was like, yeah, what's this? You know, I got a saying now, like, I ain't never seen knowledge as I ain't like. He lied, but hey, it's knowledge. He tried something, but hey, you know, somewhere along them lines, you feel me, people? Excuse me. So, that said, you actually know a lot about yourself. You know, again, this thing right here drives me to do this. An actual reason. I told you I was hanging out in Hawaii. It was a certain time. I was just floating around all day. I didn't always work. I have jobs over there. You know what I'm saying? I was, for the most part, stuck with this temp agency. It was it's day labor. You know, they pay you the same day. I got a little money. I can go on about my business, you know. It's all good. But that said, you know, I would just be sitting around for the most part. If it was a good border somewhere, or if there was a border or a Barnes & Noble, you know what I'm saying? They had a good both of them. You know, Borders is not in effect anymore. So, you know, that's a wrap. That's a wrap right there. But now, you know, I started getting to the point right before I came back to Detroit. I'm like, yo, you know what? It's about putting that in effect, my people. So what you going to do? You know, it's about putting all that reading. You can read all day long. Reading ain't really doing nothing. Acknowledges. I know knowledge is not a word. But it's pretty much not filling your, it's only filling your head with knowledge. Knowledge. I forgot where I got this from, but it said knowledge is power. That's only half true. Knowledge put into use is power. Now I had started naturally feeling that way. Hey, you know what? It's time to put that in. It's time to put that knowledge into effect. You know, put that in something. I was looking for it. Now, knowing the self as I do. And, you know, certain things. I'm just going to go out of this room real quick. I'm just going to go out on this limb, ladies and gentlemen. When you commit to something, I've learned this. It's the funniest thing I learned this in business. When you commit to going forward doing something, things just seem like they just simply go haywire. Why? That is that unconscious portion of you that wants to keep doing what it's doing, keep on being there where it's just getting by, whatever the case may be, and that's all it wants to do. You feel me? All of a sudden, when you make that commitment to do something, stuff just goes to going haywire. So, case in point, like I had a business meeting with somebody yesterday that's helping me get to, you know, some things I want to get to. But I hadn't been doing anything in my business, really. I've just been asleep. You know, I had momentum, and it took one phone call to get me off of my square, if you would. I haven't been able to get that momentum back again. Normally, that would drive me crazy. I'll be honest. Normally, that would just egg the hell out of me. But again, I notice, I recognize, if you would. I'm like, hold up. You know what I mean? You're tripping. Firstly, you have to know. And firstly, do you want to do it? You see what I'm saying? You know, this particular one thing is a halfway between wanting to do it and needing to do it. You feel me, ladies and gentlemen? I'm like that. I'm like, you know, it's in my blood. I gotta, you know, and just keep coming around, you know. So I keep falling for it and keep going to it. You know, I learn something every time I do it. But every, you know, that being said, this and that are those things I would want to do. Now, if you were to come back to what I was talking about a little bit early, why do I not listen to myself? Thing is the most important thing to me. And this is important to me. They're equally as important. Those are the things I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I was supposed to be leaving this place of residence where I'm at right now, this bedroom / studio. It's good. Look, I was supposed to leave Friday. It wasn't my plan to leave that early. Somebody else said, I'm going to go. I started thinking about seeing things started happening. I started getting excited. Next thing you know, somebody else's plan fell through. So I stayed put. Why are you not listening to yourself? There's nothing saying I have to actually stay here. And, you know, I talked about this a couple of times ago. Often we hold on to things do not serve us. And I'm not throwing shade at anybody, but I'm simply saying to yourself, the law of attraction is you. If you were excited about what you were doing, you're not really excited about doing what you're doing right now. Why are you still there? Why are you still there? It's a good question, ain't it? That said, this morning, I was thinking about it, like, you know what, I'm on everybody else's tip except mine. And then you wonder why life is responding to you. Life is not happening to you. You know what I'm saying? Why are you not listening to yourself? I can let that be the theme that you take from this particular recording. Why are you not listening to yourself? Because the law of attraction does whatever you do. I tell people this all the time. People be at work and they start complaining. You don't let it come to work. I mean, I really don't like negative talk. I start cutting it out. You know, I'm not all bad now. You know, I ain't listening to myself sometimes, but I will, like, why the hell did you even think to come around me to talk? I'm thinking to myself, because I'm normally always thinking about these types of things, even when I'm, like, just hitting that lick. Why the hell did you think to bring yourself over here to start talking? What made you, what about me drew you to me to start talking about this? I shut you down now, though. Like, why you got to come to you? It could be worse. I know one guy, he got laid off. And they called him that same day with another day. Come back and do this. Now you run around complaining. You don't have to come to work. You understand? It's your choice. I was talking to my brother the other day about the bike club thing. I'm like, you know what? It'd be a cool thing if y'all take them and just ride across the United States. I ain't doing it. Okay. You know, just suggestion. But you can do whatever it is you want to do. Why are you letting certain things hold you back? And, you know, I'm already to hold that. You looked at the description of this show. You already know I use myself as an example. Why are you not listening to yourself? Why am I not listening to me? You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. When you feel that aggravation in you, frustration is there for a reason. It's not that you're not thankful or you're evil person, anything like that. Those things are there. Just like if your body gets sick, we tend to hush the body's natural warning mechanism, what God put into these beautiful things we call bodies. We tend to excuse me, we tend to hush these things with these incomplete foods we call medicine. You know, it's giving you that for a reason. The same thing. Those things, those aggravations, those things are there for. I learned this through astrology, ladies. If you don't know anything else, if I don't tell you anything else about astrology, if you get into any one thing about astrology, find out what your north node is telling you. I said this Friday. I said this many times before. Find out what your north node is telling you about you. If you want to understand, you understand the as within, so without concepts. Ooh, find out what that north node is telling you. Like, I'm a Virgo of when I was born, which means when I was born, the sun was in the sign of Virgo. It's not the case. Important thing. Your ascendant sign is not the most important thing. Find out what that north node is saying to you, ladies and gentlemen. You talk about some as within, so without. And I'm talking about, when I'm talking about the law of attraction, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about more than just what's going on in your life. What I am now is a result of what I've been thinking in the past, a cumulative result of the results of things I've been thinking. I'm talking about your whole incarnation, why you even incarnated into what you are and what you find yourself incarnated into right now. I talk about it on that particular level. You know what I'm saying? Why things are happening a certain way. Why certain things that you do were actually put into motion by some ancestors of yours, like your great-great-great-grandfather or grandmother, something like that. You do certain things. You don't even know these people's names, but they share some DNA. You were the offspring of that. Kind of like your soul. I mean, like your body is starts from one cell, but your body is technically 70 trillion cells. It's the same concept. Again, there's a cyclicity that always goes on. If you can get on, and it's not that complicated. It's not complicated at all. Well, people think I need to count to 70 trillion cells. No, because really, they're all doing the same thing. They born, they die. You know, nothing really going on with that. Look at them. Look what's going on around you in your environment. Okay, well, I'm mad anyway. It's about to be winter. Right now it's fall. It's about to be winter. Right after that, it's going to be spring. Right after that, it's going to be summer. Right after that, it's going to be fall. It does the same thing. It might look a little bit different every other time. You might look something different. You might be different. But those cycles are doing the same thing, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? Same thing. Look at your children, if you have those. So look at somebody else's children and notice the things that, like my son, he walked around the house. I was a kid. I walked on my toes. I'm famous for this in my family. My son did the same thing. Just walk on your toes. I didn't ever teach him this, but he did that. You feel what I'm saying? That's what we do. It has a consciousness that you might not necessarily be privy to. You know what I'm saying? But for the things that you can get into, if you get into the Master Key system in the second part where it's talking about, you know, the conscious mind being the guardian at the gate, because whatever the subconscious mind gets a hold to, that's what is manifested. It's not like, are you sure? No, that's not the case. Once your conscious mind is convinced of some things, you know what I'm saying? The subconscious mind is going to make it happen. Subconscious mind being your plug into the universal mind or your higher self, whatever you're going to call that. You feel me? So, you know, what I'm saying. Now, what I'm giving it to you from my perspective, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be out here in a few seconds, in a few minutes. I don't have any callers at time present, so, you know, normally I'm open up the line. Let somebody say hello, then I'm getting back to business. Go back to what I was talking about. Why am I talking? Why am I not listening to myself? You know? So, you got to know what it is you want, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I was at the show about a month ago, maybe a month and a half, is what do you really want? See, what do you really want technically speaking, it's a two-edged sword. If you look at your life, it's like, this is not necessarily what I want. But technically speaking, you always get what you want, or you get what you focus on. So why are you not focusing on what it is you want? Let me tell you something, though. I just had 5 days off. I got to go back tonight. Again, I don't have to go back. I'm going back. You know what I'm saying? I rested. This right here is not work, though. You know what I'm saying? I love this. I can talk all day. You know, it's all good. Nothing about these subjects. Yeah, it's in me. But I did come to this realization. When I rested, it's a refresher. Matter of fact, I'm going to go do a little bit of work with my business later on today before I even go back to work. Well, I don't got a job, man. I hit licks. I just had to throw that in there. Y'all know how I do it. That said, ladies and gentlemen, I have to. I'm going to focus on this. The stuff I want to. When I say, why are you not listening to yourself? If you want to focus, if you want some things to happen in your life, I don't need to be watching SportsCenter, do I? Do I really need to be watching Empire on TV or Unsung? Now, Unsung really serves a purpose, though, to be honest with you. Because Unsung, man, you're like, yo, I know that was going on, you know. And you see that you fall victim to certain things, and especially when you're on your way to going, you know, to those riches and fame. I don't know about fame, but I do riches, though. Definitely about that life. Definitely about that life. But you see how certain things will happen. You're not aware. I mean, I can see those, but even still, I mean, you know, from now on, I'm about those two things, my business and this show. You know, the rest of that stuff, you know, I got to go hit the lick. You know, to keep certain things going. But other than that, start listening to yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Now, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and cut it off today. It's been a good week of shows. I would like to thank you all because you guys showed up. Now, I'm talking about live. Now, again, if you're listening live right now, I suspect by the number of live listens, now, don't be shy, man. You know, some of y'all be shy and don't know people or, you know. I opened up the show the other night. Somebody was just there, didn't even speak. But it's okay. You know, it's all friendliness here. I ain't been taking no stuff, though. You know, like somebody called in here with the 111111. Like, I already know. You kind of joke. But, you know, the one time I actually let that person speak, they were actually, God, it made sense after, you know, I was calling it a joke, but it made sense what you're talking about. I'm like, you know, okay. You were the only one that actually called that night, so, you know, I was like, you know. That said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for clicking onto the links. But if you would like to call in and maybe have a question, or you like to leave a comment or just say hello, the guest call-in number is area code 646-787-1879. I say again, area code 646-787-1879. Or you can click on that link. You can listen live as well, or you can listen to any show that I've ever done archive, which is at www.blogtalkradio.com/oneinthespirit. That'll be the O-N-E variety, not the number one, but the O-N-E, one in the spirit. That'll be www.blogtalkradio.com/oneinthespirit. Yeah. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that they might be episode 100. Again, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure to be of service. Because actually, I didn't mean to do no show like this. It's not like I was just sitting around. I need to get me somewhere, a platform I could do a show, man. That wasn't the case. But here, after a little bit under 2.5, and I haven't been consistent over 2.5, though, but I've been I've been an entity, if you would, of one of the spirits since May of 2013. Show 100. Wow. I think it's 100. Anyway, I don't know for sure. I'm going to have to check that out. I'll let y'all know next time. But be that as it may, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Vaughn Robert. Join me. I don't know exactly when, though. It's either Saturday or Sunday, one of those two. I mean, excuse me. It'll be Sunday at 11 a.m. for the Law of Attraction, right? And then it's either, it depends if I hit the link on Friday night, then it'll be Saturday. But if not, join me for the Friday night hangout. That'll be 11. It's either 11 p.m. Friday night or 11 p.m. Saturday night. One of those two, depending on what's going on in my life situation. Yeah. And it was a good show this past Friday. Man, it was a good show. You know, I got back on track. I was able to, you know, get into some dimensions and stuff. I was able to pull a little bit of new material in from the Law of One. You know, I started that material out with the Beyond the Source materials and / Origin Speech / The History of God and the Dialogue with the Hidden Hand with the Illuminati. And it all made sense, and I feel that momentum is going. You guys are showing up live, so holler at me on that. On that, on either Friday or Saturday, and then the Law of Attraction theme show will be on Sunday at 11 a.m. before, you know, football comes on. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Vaughn Roberts. Been a beautiful experience being of service to you, and I'm going to go ahead and chuck them deuces, let you get on with your Sunday. Deuces.
Yeah.